And time for What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning. Of course, log on to KVOE.com and hop on that What's In Outdoors page. Phil always has all kinds of great information and photos there. What's In Outdoors brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, Chick Day, Blue Stem Farm and Ranch, and Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. And from Studio North on a Friday morning, we say good day. Phil Totten, how are you, Phil?
Well, I'm hanging in there, Ron. How you doing?
Doing good. Well, happy birthday tomorrow, my friend.
I'll tell you, I can't believe I'm going to be 74 years young tomorrow.
Woo! You are a young one, I'll tell you.
It's really going. We do have plans. Have a big fish fry. Family's coming down. And you mentioned the hunt for the medallion. I sure want to wish those people good luck. I mentioned the wild space area out here that I have north, and I do have doves, and I need to do some research. Do rabbits breed the whole year around? It just keeps getting more and more rabbits out here. They're running little merns then, but I could hide a Volkswagen out here in my wild space area and have trouble finding it.
Yeah,
of course, at my age, I can do an Easter egg hunt and participate in it 5 minutes later. Now, speaking of wild spaces and taking care of the land, Ron, and our natural resources, I invited Derek Haynes to join us on the show this morning. Derek is a conservation technician for the Kansas Alliance for Wetlands and Streams, which is known as CAWS. And its mission is connecting waters, lands, and the people of Kansas. You know, we need good, clean water, plentiful water, and we need to figure out ways to protect our water supply. Lands that are prosperous for our people and also for wildlife. I do a lot to keep wildlife on my property here at Council Grove. And, of course, our people, we need to get them knowledgeable about the things that go on in the wild. So, Derek, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what prompted you to become a conservation technician?
Well, really, I always grew up with a love of the outdoors and wildlife, Bill. It's been just something that my dad's kind of instilled in me from a very young age. And it kind of took me a winding road to get here. I've spent some time in the military and traveling around the United States, and finally decided I'm going to come home and give back to where I really want to be. And that kind of led me to CAWS, and it's been a great fit.
Derek's father is Dan Haynes. I did a lot of programs with him out at the Wolf Creek, especially with the youth hunts. And every moment I spent with Dan was a learning situation. Even though we were out hunting, he was pointing out different things of the land and conservation practices to me. So you're following in some good steps there, Derek. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, sir. Hope to live up to it.
Can you tell us what programs CAWS is involved with around Emporia and the surrounding areas?
Well, like you said, I'm a conservation technician, and that's a new position pretty much throughout the entire state. There's not really one quite like it. It started out as being sort of a liaison between agriculture and conservation to meet with the farmers and see what kind of practices we can help put in place, if they're interested, to help encourage soil retention, reducing runoff, and also improving the habitat for wildlife.
Well, you know, we have so many things going on. I know there at John Redmond, silt coming into the reservoirs is a big problem, and they've had some dredging operations there. I just wonder how the agricultural practices around certain reservoirs lead to blue-green algae in these waters, and then why do we have blue-green algae at Camp Alexander? Can you tell us anything about how all this comes into play, Derek?
Really, that kind of speaks above my expertise there. I can say that the runoff and siltation into our streams and waters of Kansas here has been an increasingly worrisome issue. And that's really where I come in, is more the boots on the ground kind of approach to it. If a farmer has implement certain practices such as tillage or has erosion control issues, it's kind of where I would come in and help them, oh, put in grass strips or plant cover crops or anything that'll help keep the soil in place, keep something living on that soil year-round so it doesn't end up in our water beds.
Is there any MOUs or practices that people can get involved with when they contact you on how to improve their land and not only for their as land managers, not only for good production off the land, but for conservation? I know many years ago when Quell Unlimited was really doing a lot of programs, they partnered with different groups and, you know, supplied equipment, sometimes seed, and different things like that. Does Quell have such a program?
Well, I think you ended up cutting out there. Am I still with you?
Yes, I gotcha. Well, what I was wondering is, like Quell Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, and all these groups that partner together, and sometimes they'll form different MOUs with conservation districts. Does Quell have such a program in place where a land manager can contact you and get advice and maybe get some help with seed and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's either through the Quell website, kaws.org, there's a link to get a hold of, one, your watershed coordinator, which any one of them would be able to get in touch with me, or two, if you follow the links through, and I believe our website is actually going through a revamping right now, but it may be difficult to find at the moment, but there's a link and contacts to myself, and also my direct supervisor. I report to Alex Lyon with Wildlife and Parks. And he's got the, running the Habitat First program and heavily involved with the walk-in hunting areas, which is another area that we kind of tied my position in with to help out with. And there's a plethora of information and people we can get in contact.
What areas do you serve, Derry?
Really, anything that is that flows into John Redmond, which covers the entire Neosho Headwaters and Cottonwood watersheds. I guess a rough outline would probably put it, about Alta Vista on the north, down to Cassidy, or pretty close to it, and then from John Redmond, which is right there close to 75 Highway, all the way west to 77 Highway, out by Marion.
Derek, I mentioned starting the show, my wild space area has gotten a little bit overgrown, but we do need some rain. I've been going out. I don't believe in herbicides as much, but I know on a big production you need to use them. But I'm just looking out to Studio North, and I do have several little cottonwood trees coming up in it. I do have some pretty tall sunflowers coming up, and just some other weeds that might be choking out my wildflowers. What kind of practices can I do here to limit that?
Well, like you said, it is true. Sometimes it's tough to get away from herbicide applications. You could get into your the burning cycles. Do you control burn out at Studio North?
Well, we'd hope to, of course, be controlled, but and that is a very good thought that I might get into, but it would need to be controlled because I am in a small area here at the City Lake. But no, mainly I just go out with a machete and cut some things down. I like walking around, like I mentioned, an Easter egg hunt. For 2 years now, I've been putting old warm season grass seed out there and then also various wildflowers, and they're finally starting to take hold, and so this is where I do want to knock some things down. And I'm thinking after my wildflowers go to seed that I will go out here and either bush hog it or mow it instead of burn. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's a practice that you could go through with. That's, that's something that we can, I'd definitely like to come up and we could sit around and talk and go on our little Easter egg hunt for flowers out there.
Oh, I've had a lot of wildflowers come up that I've read in the different mixes that I have that I've only seen in pictures in books, but seeing them come up in the wild and going through there and identifying them, it's really good for the soul. I'd like say with that. My mother, she really loved Queen Anne's lace. Are you familiar with that?
Not too much.
She liked it so much that she would have my father go out and pick the seed pods out, and when they went down the road, she would cast it out into the ditches. And now I hear Queen Anne's lace in some areas is classified as an invasive species. So this is why I practice myself and I preach to take care of the land, but do it in a responsible way. And I think that's one of the things that Calls wants the people to do is when they do things in a responsible way, in a good way. In your field trips, have you seen very many young turkey or quail?
Honestly, I've heard and seen more quail this year than I really was expecting. And the turkey, not so much. Not where I've been going through. Of course, like I said, I'm involved a lot more in the ag side of it. So when I'm out in a farmer's field or something, we're discussing the ground, not really looking for the turkey, but I have been very surprised at the amount of quail I've been seeing in here.
Oh, that's encouraging. I sent a text to Roger Wells this morning. Of course, Roger used to be the National Habitat Director of Quail Unlimited, and we compare notes, and Roger said he hasn't seen any young quail, but we have seen some young turkey poults. And then again, I was wondering about the prairie chicken, and I'm concerned about them more than I am the quail. And, of course, pheasants, they roam all the way. We don't have them in the eastern part of the state, so I haven't had any reports on pheasants. But in closing, Derek, is there anything else you'd like to say about Calls and your mission to get people together with the land?
Well, I like to tell people, it's everybody can be a conservationist. We are trying to educate and inform people enough that eventually we may work ourselves out of a job. It's the ultimate goal. Now, that's a pretty lofty expectation, but I think through communication and partnerships, we can really get there and make a difference. And Cause is really trying to push that avenue.
Well, thank you for your efforts, Derek, and thanks for being on the show this morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Once again, thanks for having me.
All righty. Well, Ron, let's go to that first break, and I'll go along and report the winners of our summer-long family fun fishing contest.
Sounds good, Phil. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:43.
Even if you're not ready to say goodbye to summer, fall will be here before you know it. Don't wait to stock up on all the wardrobe essentials your family will need. Wrangler wants to make back-to-school shopping a stress-free experience. When you purchase two pairs of Wrangler jeans between now and August 15th, you'll receive one pair free. That's right, you can grab a pair of jeans for Mom, Dad, and Little Billy. Just visit Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply by August 15th to take advantage of this unbeatable deal. Wrangler, long live cowboys.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten on this Friday morning, coming to you from Studio North, Council Grove Lake. Back to you, Phil.
Oh, Ron?
Yeah, hello. Back to you, Phil.
Oh, I got you now. I tell you, we got a big hunting season coming up before long, September 1, and if my wild space area is good for anything else, it is for attracting doves, because there is a lot of them out here. And of course, people will be going out and scouting and that. And so one thing I would look at is for sunflower fields. And wildlife and parks on different reservoirs, they do have sunflower fields planted. So you might want to do a little bit of investigating in there in your scouting and go to your Weehaw books, as your walk-in hunted access areas, to see about these fields. Well, Ron, we only have 3 weeks left in our contest, our summer-long family fishing contest, before we start awarding $100 gift certificates in the five categories.
Just about there.
Yes, sir. I do want to encourage people to keep those entries coming. We are getting multiple winners. A young man that won this week, he's won four times. And I shake that bucket up quite a bit, but he has sent in over 40 entries. That tells me this young person is a fisherman, and he's going out there and doing it. But we will award five $100 gift certificates on the stories and talking with the families. They really excite me and the catches with that. And then we will have a drawing for our other three major prizes, which is a lifetime fishing license, a crappie fishing adventure with Joe Bragg, and, of course, Trump 30 Guide Service. If you follow Joe on Facebook, you can see you can really put them in a boat. And then a half-day use of a pontoon here at Council Grove Marina. So we do have some good prizes, and I am the big winner, Ron. Seeing these kids out fishing, seeing their family activity outdoors really does my heart good. So our Week 10 winners of the contest or with bass is Logan Schweitzer of Olathe. He's a winner once again. He's five, and he's voiced an interest on being on the show, Ron, so we might work that in a future show. Catfish is Charlie Cheney of Harrington, and Charlie likes to go hand fishing with her mother. Charlie is more of a man than I am, I guarantee you. Then we have, with catfish, we have, that was Charlie. Crappie is Radley Whitside of Leon, Kansas. Sunfish is Inley Lauer, her and her brother there are tearing up my email with entries, and Brother M won the anything you can catch category. So keep those entries coming. We'll have another draw next Friday. Well, Ron, let's go to break, and I've got a little bit of a fishing report and a story of a benefit here at Council Grove to go on.
Yeah, I heard about that benefit. Yeah, stay tuned for that. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:48.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Make your lawn the envy of all who pass by. Bluestem has Scott's lawn care products that'll help you keep your lawn looking green and healthy all summer long, like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed and Feed. It's weed control plus lawn fertilizer, and it comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your yard. When it comes to Scott's lawn care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Get it at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, sunny and 70 degrees. What's in Outdoors every Friday morning here? Phil Totten, Studio North, Council Grove Lake. And let's talk about that fundraiser after your fishing report there, Phil.
All righty, Ron. Last Saturday, I had the privilege of going fishing with Dutch Honor, who's 83 years young, Ron. And we put the crappie in the boat. We caught 33 crappie. Some of them I wouldn't have kept. They were pretty small, but the city lake just has so many stunted crappie, we got to get them out of there. 33 crappie, 4 channel cat. Dutch had the line broken once, and we ended it up with about a 3-pound bass that he brought in. And 3-pound bass isn't real big in some people's estimations, but when you catch them on an ultralight, it's a lot of fun. And just yesterday, we repeated that same fishing trip with Dutch and his grandson, great-grandson, Caston, and caught about the same number of fish. A sawguy and walleye are still being caught here in the reservoir, and an 8-pound walleye was caught in the city lake on a flicker shad by a guy fishing with his wife. And you're right, Ron, it was the wife that caught it. She outfished him again. I love that when that happens, even when it happens to me. Ron, you'd think a guy married to the owner of a bait store could find a better offering for catfish. But I've been catching channel cat on catfish skins and dead sunfish. But the skin is what I save, and I'm going to show people how to I can't do it on the radio, but I have some other things I'm doing is show people how to fillet a catfish, and really, if you take care of it, it'll make a better tasting catfish. Ron, I do want to give a What's in Outdoors tip of the hat to the community of Council Grove. They've really come together to support a lot of good causes. And just yesterday, the marina was contacted by an individual who wanted to donate food for benefit for Max Byram and Kelly Jordan. And these benefits have been going on all the time. So the day the benefit starts at 3 p.m. at the marina on the water and will go till food is gone. So if you have any information, please call the marina at 620-767-5924 or call Ginger at 785-499-3610 for more information. We're also involved with a memorial for a noted catfisherman around here, Randall Piggy Poultzwerks. I can't say his name. I'm going to need to say it because I'm going to get involved with creating a memorial bench for him, and his funeral was paid for by the people here in Council Grove with the donations to that. And there was so much of outgiving that they had enough left over. And I've been going up to the spillway and catching the magic there, especially taking my buddy Carson there fishing. So we are in the planning stages of having a memorial there, a memorial bench for Piggy there. And it's going to be dedicated to all the fishermen who have caught smiles and memories there to last a lifetime. Ron, we do have a big hunting heritage banquet coming to Emporia on August 14th. The Flint Hills Gobblers will be doing that. And they put on a good banquet, and, of course, that's going to be for an awful good cause. And another sister conservation chapter, the Flint Hills Chapter of Quail and Upland Wildlife Federation, has announced their banquet here in Council Grove. It's going to be September 25th. As Derek said, it seems that quail are on the rebound, so that's going to be pretty cool if we can get them back to the numbers that I found when I hunted as a kid. And the turkey, we have seen a lot of poults. You know, we had Jim Pittman on the show last Friday, and he hadn't seen very many, but I've been talking to people that have been seeing them. I mean, birds are showing up, Ron, so I know some people are concerned about them, but I've had so many coming to my flowers in the wild space area that I haven't really got the feeders going, but it's pretty cool. I remember one year on August 9th, I've had my personal best at a feeder that was 11. Well, Ron, that ought about do it for the show. Please, people, I'd like to see you down on the water and help support this benefit we have going for Max and Kelly.
All right, that's a great cause, and yeah, that's worthwhile. So if you're down there, make a donation and have some food. Well, Phil, thanks for all you do. Happy birthday this weekend.
All right, sir. I told my daughter she's coming. Please bring GCC. And, of course, she didn't know who GCC was, so I said, well, he comes pretty good with V-I-C. She said, well, who's Vic? I said, girl, that's German chocolate cake and vanilla ice cream. Please bring them. I enjoy their company.
All right. Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, sir. And there's two more rabbits just run across the yard.
Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors. Friday morning here, KVOE Live and Local. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you. And by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Blue Stem doesn't have it's probably not around. That's how that goes. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:55.
Hiring surged last month. The Labor Department said today employers added 943,000 workers.